Hello, hello, and happy Memorial Day Monday. Now, if you're in the United States, you know what's going on, and you're probably not at work. And if you're not in the United States, Memorial Day is a holiday that we celebrate here to remember those who have given their lives and sacrifice in the armed services for our nation of the United States. So that's the scoop there. So given that it's a day off, I kind of wanted to have a semi-day off of the podcast and make sure that when we come back on Wednesday with Kara Eschbach's episode, everyone is around and ready to hear because she has some really cool stuff to share. And I wouldn't want anyone to miss out on that. But at the same time, I promised in episode 000 that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I would have something up in the wee hours of the morning in order to enrich those seeking to be awesome at their jobs. And just because you're not in the United States doesn't mean you should get shafted. So I've got a quick tip for you here this Memorial Day, and it's about remembering names. Now, Susan Rowan talked in the episode about masterful mangling a little bit about that. And I'm going to share another quick tip that I picked up from the book Remember Every Name Every Time by Benjamin Levy or Benjamin Levi. And it has two cool little acronyms that I found quite helpful. They are FACE and NAME. And both of them, the core reason these work is because it really requires you to pay attention in the moments that you hear a name and get that attached to a face. But it's also a little bit systematic and fun. So here it goes. So two acronyms. FACE, so F-A-C-E, stands for Focus, Ask, Comment, and Employ. So focus, the first one, just means to let your mind be free of other distractions, not how do I look or where's the food? Or am I going to make embarrassment of myself? Or I've got a whole lot of other stuff to do. Why am I here? But rather just focusing in on people so you can really hear them and what they're saying and give that some of your mental energy and attention. So the first step is just to focus. The second is when you meet someone and they share their name with you, they say, hey, I'm Ted. You want to ask them to repeat the name, even if you heard it. You say, oh, did you say Ted? And they'd say, yes, Ted. Or even, what was that? Just to make sure you heard it right. So you ask them, so you get that repeated there. The third step, C, is to comment. You make a comment on their name, either internally and mentally or externally, like Ted, I've got a brother named Ted, or I really liked the movie Ted, that really amused me, or something, either out loud or internally, just so that you make a little bit of a connection associated with that name and what it means. And the fourth, E, is for employ. You utilize that name over the course of the conversation, so there's some further repetitions there, or even at the very end, just goodbye, Ted, or it was nice to meet you, Ted. So in this way, you've focused, you've asked for the name, you've commented on the name, and then you've employed the name. So you've gotten multiple repetitions and thus multiplying your opportunities to remember that name. Now, the second technique is called NAME. And this one's a little bit more wild and imaginative in order to try to lock that name into play in a stronger way. And so here's what happens. The four steps here are to nominate, articulate, morph, and entwine. So nominate means that you're taking a look at someone's face and you're nominating a feature. You're just picking one. You say, there's something about this face that sticks out or is noteworthy or strikes me as something that I will be able to remember or identify this person with. So let's just imagine you just met someone named Kathleen, and Kathleen has this lovely blue eyes. They're very bright and shiny and pure and wholesome. And you go, oh, wow, you know, those are some blue eyes that strike you. So you've nominated the feature of the blue eyes as the feature to look at. And then you're going to articulate, what is it about those blue eyes that's kind of noteworthy? So you say, well, I think they're really, really shiny, really bright. It's like kind of like I'm looking into a pool or something. So you've got that clear. And then you're going to try to morph the name into something you can visualize. This is kind of tricky. But if I wanted to morph Kathleen into something I can visualize, I might think of caffeine, like jittery, like I've had a lot of caffeine. Or I might think of cats, like lots of, you know, feline creatures, you know, running around. So I might say morph Kathleen into caffeine or cat, something I can visualize that picture. And then where it gets crazy, the final step, E, entwine, means that you're mingling and entwining the name visualization, like a cat or caffeine, and the feature, like the blue eyes. So I might imagine in a crazy way tons of cats just like springing forth from Kathleen's eyeballs. Now that's wild. And that will kind of leave an impression in your mind and memory. Or if I'm thinking of caffeine, I might think, oh my gosh, those eyes are they're jittery, they're jarring all over the place because she's hopped up on caffeine. So Kathleen with the blue eyes is on caffeine, or Kathleen with the blue eyes has cats flying out of them. And in this kind of dramatic way, we tend to remember what's sort of startling or new or unique or odd. And you've given yourself a better opportunity, a better chance of remembering that this person, Kathleen with the blue eyes, is indeed named Kathleen. So those get linked in. So hope that is a handy memory trick for this Memorial Day. And I look forward to having a full episode on Wednesday with Kara Eschbach talking about expanding your role. Enjoy this beautiful, beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.